Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quenice Petway, and I'm inviting you to check out my interactive book, A Glimpse of Our Father, Lessons Parenthood Reveals for All of God's Children. Each encouraging lesson illuminates God's forgiveness, guidance, plan, presence, and unfailing love for you. It's available on my website, which is aglimpseofourfather.com, and most online platforms where books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 23, verse 2.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 23, verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. I haven't met many parents who say that their children just love naps. What about you? In my house, when nap time is announced, my girls vehemently declare that they aren't sleepy. But their crankiness, irritability, and tearfulness indicate otherwise. Not to mention times when I witness their eyelids getting heavier and heavier. Yet, when I ask the question, are you tired? Their response is no. As their mother, I often have to say that it's time to take a nap. Despite their protests, I recognize their need for rest, relaxation, and ultimately, restoration. Our Heavenly Father is the same way with us. Our verse of the day is found in Psalm 23 that refers to the Lord as our shepherd in verse 1. The psalmist David is the author, and he reminds us about the Lord as our shepherd, making us lie down in green pastures and leading us beside the quiet waters. David was all too familiar with sheep as he spent his younger years as a shepherd. Sheep are known for not being the smartest animals in the kingdom, therefore needing a shepherd to lead and guide them every step of the way. The shepherd would help protect the sheep from hurt, harm, and danger and make sure all of their needs were met. And so in the instance of this verse, our verse of the day, rest is a need. And so let's dive in a little deeper. Our passage says he makes us lie down in green pastures. So makes means to force, compel, press, drive, or cause. And so just as I was talking earlier about having to make my daughters take a nap, even though they didn't necessarily want to or think they were sleepy, had to make them do it because I knew that's what was best for them. Let's look at the next part. He makes us lie down in green pastures. And so pastures are habitation, a house, a meadow, or a pleasant place. And so we can be confident that our shepherd, the Lord, is putting us in a pleasant place when he has us lie down. It goes on to say he leads us beside the quiet waters. And so to lead means to guide. Therefore, we can trust where God is taking us. He's taking us to the quiet waters. So the quiet waters, or still waters, as some versions say, are a peaceful place or waters of refreshment. This passage serves as a reminder that rest isn't a bad thing, but rather it is necessary. In order to operate as our optimal selves, we can allow the Lord to lead us to times of rest so that we can refuel and be renewed in his presence. It can be quite challenging to find restoration in the constant hustle and bustle of life. Therefore, being led beside the quiet waters or still waters is absolutely necessary. Genesis 2:2 states, "By the seventh day, God completed his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all of the work which he had done." And so what a model God set for us. If God rested, what more does that say about us and our need for rest? Rest isn't optional. It's necessary, and we aren't exempt. So are you finding yourself feeling drained or overcommitted, overwhelmed, or overworked? Do you find yourself feeling more depressed, irritable, or stressed than usual? If you answered yes, perhaps there are some activities from which you need to take a break and allow God to restore you and allow you to rest in him. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being a God of rest. We are grateful that we can find rest, restoration, and refreshment in you. We ask that you reveal any areas, circumstances, commitments, or situations from which we need to rest. Show us where we need to take a break, and please help us to lie down in green pastures. Lead us beside the still waters and restore our souls. Thank you for revealing these areas and for complete wholeness and restoration as we are obedient to your prompting to rest. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.